This is Bird Note. After breeding in Alaska, some Swainson's thrushes migrate all the way across Canada to the East Coast and then turn south to Ecuador. Others, breeding not far away, migrate directly down the Pacific Coast. So, some are traveling twice the distance to get to the same destination. Why? Dr. Mike Webster of the Cornell Lab of Ornithology explains.
The reason for that is that the way natural selection works, the way evolution works, is that new adaptations are built on old adaptations. And so if you think about those birds 17,000 years ago, as the polar ice caps, the glacial ice caps receded, they just inched their way and moved their breeding grounds further and further north and a little bit to the west. They still continued to have programmed in them genetically this route that they used, that their ancestors used, and that stuck with them as they moved further and further to the northwest. And so that's the sort of thing that we see today in all sorts of other adaptations.
So, even though receding ice allowed the birds to colonize new breeding territory, when it came time to migrate in the fall, genetic coding compelled some of them to follow old ancestral routes south. But genetic variation allowed others to pioneer new routes. You can find more about the migratory divide of the Swainson's thrush at our website, birdnote.org.